What a brutal fight that was. At least we held off the enemy for another day. They can't keep throwing themselves at us like this forever. They have to be running out of men. What's this? It seems that you have survived our onslaught. Hey, you. Yeah, you. The one bleeding out on the ground. I'm surprised that you managed to survive. I can respect a person who can survive such fatal injuries like yourself. Come on, get up. You're not dead. Stand up so I can get a good look at you. Are you even able to hear me? Or move, for that matter? Hey, you two over there. Tend to this person's injuries and throw them into the cell. I'm going to interrogate them later. Oh, so you are awake. I hope the chains aren't hurting you. Well, you're tough. I'm sure you can handle it. What? You think I just came over to see how you were doing? No. You have information I want. And you are going to give it to me. I want to know everything you know about your kingdom, one way or another. Understood? Oh, so you are going to play the quiet game, aren't you? Well, I don't like the quiet game. And well, you're not going to like it as well if you keep playing it for much longer. Ugh, you really are going to insist. Well, I will get the information I want from you. I suggest that you don't delay the inevitable, because things will keep getting worse the longer you keep this up. Alright then. Perhaps I should give you more time to think this over. For now, I will leave you here, and I will come back later. Think long and hard on how you will handle our next meeting. But if you continue to not give me the information next time I visit, things won't be pleasant for you. I can assure you that. I hope that today you are feeling talkative. I do not want this to be a repeat of yesterday. If you continue this stupid game of yours, you're going to regret it. I have plenty of torture devices out in the hall. I am a master of all instruments of torture. These devices can peel you apart very easily. I see you still don't want to talk. Do you really think that you are a concern to me? I have led several battles, slayed hundreds of enemies, hunted several furious beasts. You are nothing to me. You don't believe me, do you? I admire a person who can look at me with such confidence. Very few people can look at me without a little sense of fear in their eyes. My nickname is the tyrant of this kingdom. So you should be more scared and tell me everything you know. Still quiet. Very well then. Say, isn't it cold here? You haven't complained about being locked up in a cell. You are a pretty strong person after all. You are a pretty strong person to be able to withstand this cold. Especially with what little clothing you're wearing. Even I kind of struggle to handle it. Well, you haven't asked me to release you yet either. I'm really surprised how well you have held up since the battle. It would be a shame to cut off your fingers since you miraculously survived on the battlefield. Very few have such resilience. Most would have died by what you have sustained. I wonder how long you can survive against a woman like me. You, so far, survived 2 days with me. You could be a good asset to the kingdom. I'm serious. You could help me fight for this kingdom. How about instead of me having to kill you? You can be one of the kingdom's knights. It's a very high position, and you get paid a lot. What do you say? I do expect you to actually want to take me up on this. Wait, you actually do? Well, that was an unexpected turn of events. Well, what do you want? Okay, other than being let out, that one was pretty obvious. So now you decided to complain about the cell. I guess that wasn't complaining, but still, you want a more nicer room. I can do that for you. I can do anything for you. I guess I could allow that. But you have to do something for me first. Hey. Don't reject my offer before I say it. I think this offer will be beneficial to you. You send a letter to your family and tell them you're captured in this kingdom. So you get to tell them that you're alive. Yes, I will allow that. I do want to make you feel comfortable, after all. But it will benefit me in this kingdom. Mostly this kingdom. Well, it's true this would benefit me, because your kingdom might make a deal with me to release you, but still, I'm being quite generous here. You think I have feelings for you? Are you trying to be funny? Because it's not a very good joke. You are pretty amusing. I mean, unamusing. Sorry, I'm having a hard time keeping my words straight. You know what I mean, right? That joke again. It wasn't funny the first time. You think it's funny the second time? You really are trying to push your luck with me. I mean, with your jokes. Fine. Whatever you say. I am going to release you from your chains now. Let's get you out of your cell and somewhere warmer. Well, you're actually pretty strong, huh? I wouldn't mind being wrapped around your arms to stay warm. You will be a valuable asset to this kingdom. I might even show you around the castle, so that you know how to get around quickly during a battle. I will assign you a room, but I have to make sure the room is secure first to make sure you don't get out. This is a good thing for me too, since I can keep more tabs on you just in case you try to plan anything. I'll let you get some rest tonight. The last 2 days have been pretty rough on you. But you are going to need to sharpen your skills If you want to survive, that is. I don't want to find you in the same situation as I captured you. I, of course, will be the one who will help you improve your abilities. Oh, please. You really could use my help. You might be strong, but I can outmatch you with just about any weapon. So please, accept my help. You're going to need it for the coming battles. If you gain my trust, I will perhaps move you to a more desirable room. Even maybe my room, if you impress me. I need my fellow knights to be skillful and reliable. You are a bit inadequate for that position. I need you to be a bit better. So, don't reject my training. I'll show you the way to your room and the training ground. I'll be waiting for you at the training ground tomorrow morning. I expect you to be there by morning. Once I show you your room, you may get some rest. You look pretty tired. Come on, let me show you the way.